Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, February 26, 2019. I'm Rich Strappolino. Pandora announced Stories, a new marketing tool for artists on the service. Stories allow artists to build playlists combined with voice tracks to build narrative and insight around the selections. Stories is rolling out to Pandora's artist marketing platform, but artists will still need to submit a form before getting access, with all stories being reviewed by Pandora before publishing. Stories at launch will include playlists from John Legend, Perry Farrell, and Lauren Elena, with announced stories coming from 2 Chainz and Rob Thomas. Stories will be available to both free and paid Pandora users. Intel CEO Bob Swan said Monday that the company's future in 5G networks goes beyond selling modems to phone makers. Intel plans to sell modems to automakers as well for use in connected vehicles and to manufacturers for use in connecting industrial equipment. Intel processors and its programmable chips it gained from acquiring Altera back in 2016 are also slated to be added into a variety of networking gear, according to Swan, who spoke at a press conference in Palo Alto, California last week. Qualcomm announced it will launch a new chipset with integrated 5G modem capability in 2020. It could be the follow-up to the Snapdragon 855, though Qualcomm did not say. Qualcomm President Cristiano Amon described it as a fully integrated mobile station modem designed to make it easier for phone makers at multiple price ranges to adopt 5G. HMD Global made the bold move of announcing a non-5G phone, the Nokia 9 PureView. What it does have is a 6-module camera with 3 12-megapixel monochrome cameras, 2 12-megapixel RGB cameras, and a time-of-flight sensor for depth sensing. The PureView will be produced in a limited run and sell for €599. Orange announced a $20 phone designed for developing markets called the Sansa. The traditional candy bar device has a T9 keyboard and runs a fork of the defunct Firefox OS called KaiOS. It runs a selection of apps including Google Assistant, Google Maps, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Sansa runs on a Unisoc SoC and also offers a 5-day battery life, 3G, Wi-Fi, and Bluetooth. Orange plans to sell the device in 16 African and Middle Eastern countries. HTC added 20 new decentralized apps for its blockchain smartphone, the Exodus One. This includes a numbers app that lets users exchange personal information for cryptocurrency, giving users control over exactly what is shared while providing transparency in how that data is used. HTC also partnered with Opera to allow for Ethereum micropayments on supporting websites, with support for Bitcoin and Litecoin coming in a few months. HTC will also sell the Exodus One for fiat currency, yay, available for $699 in March. Previously, it could only be purchased with cryptocurrency. Bloomberg's chief Apple whisperer Mark Gurman reports that, according to sources, Apple has been testing sleep tracking feature on Apple Watch for the past few months. Testing remains in the early stages, with plans to bring it to the device by 2020. This would be Apple's second product to actually support sleep tracking. The company sells a sleep tracking sensor it acquired from the Finnish company Bedit back in 2017. Currently, the Health app on iOS does support sleep tracking based on alarms set in the Clock app, as well as with third-party integrations. The upcoming news subscription service Scroll announced a partnership with Mozilla. Part of the deal would see Mozilla test Scroll product features and ideas with small randomized groups of Firefox users. Scroll will offer news website content from partners ad-free for a monthly fee. Google updated the Google Home iOS app to list Apple Music as an integrated service for home speakers, although the actual functionality is currently unavailable. Amazon Echo devices added Apple Music integration back in December. And finally, Google and fellow Alphabet subsidiary Verily announced research on medical screening for diabetic retinopathy and diabetic macular edema has found its first real-world clinical use at Aravind Eye Hospital in Madurai, India. The screening allows technicians to take images of eyes, then process them using Verily's screening algorithm to assess the images for these conditions. Technicians can then quickly recommend if a further referral to an eye care physician is needed. The hope is to bring the screening to more remote rural regions of India, with plans to also expand into Thailand. Verily also announced that the algorithms met the European Union's directive standards for medical devices. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.